Morning, Ireland. It's 16 minutes to 8 o'clock. As the Irish government is going through the process of legislating for abortion in Italy, MPs are trying to work out what to do about the growing number of medical professionals who are refusing to perform abortions. The number of terminations has fallen by almost half in the last 30 years, due it's thought to the increase in conscientious objections by doctors. Today, 80% of medical personnel are refusing to carry out abortions in public hospitals. Catholic organisations take the credit. Pro-choice groups say it's leading to a rise in illegal abortions. Our Europe editor Tony Connolly reports.
The bells of St. Peter's Basilica ring out across Rome. Despite the formal separation of church and state, the Vatican continues to have a strong influence on politics and social policy. Italy legalised abortion in 1978 as a result of pressure from women's groups and growing concerns about the number of illegal terminations. The law permits abortion up to 12 weeks, or up to 23 weeks if there are fetal abnormalities. At its peak in the mid-1980s, some 300,000 abortions were carried out annually.
In questo momento il problema che stiamo discutendo è che
Law 194, which introduced abortion, allows doctors to refuse to carry out terminations on conscientious grounds. But to the consternation of women's groups, the numbers doing so have risen to dramatic levels. Donata Lenzi is the head of the Italian Parliament's Social Affairs Committee.
The number of doctors and gynecologists objecting has reached nearly 80% across the country. This means that voluntary terminations have become very difficult. There are even areas in Italy where having an abortion is not possible.
That means women either have to wait for up to 5 weeks to have the termination or have to travel to other Italian regions where the objection rate is not so high. Many are now travelling to Switzerland, to Spain, or even, like Irish women, to the UK. Gabriella Pacini is with the pro-choice Vita di Donna organisation.
Many, many women can't receive the interruption of pregnancy in time. And sometimes they need to wait 4-5 weeks. Other need change town, change also country. Maybe that the women need to go out from Italy and change country, yeah. We have too much interference between in our hospital from the Vatican.
But if there is interference from the Vatican, what form does it take? Successive popes have taken a strong line against abortion, but a growing number of Vatican-supported organisations are now lobbying on the issue as well. One such is Scienza e Vita, or Science and Life. It has been encouraging conscientious objection and has a growing presence in Italian medical faculties, Massimo Gandolfini explains.
The number of conscientious objectors is increasing and has increased in recent years. It's mainly thanks to organisations like ours and others. This is important because it's a victory for democracy. The Church certainly has an influence. It has always had an influence on the development of culture and tradition in Italy, so we can't deny the influence of the Church on our country.
Someone thinks that the embryo, especially at the beginning, is not a person, but I believe that it is a person.
Dr. Romano Forleo is Italy's most eminent gynecologist. A former senator, he's been practicing since the early 1960s and says he's never performed an abortion. He feels the law doesn't go far enough in allowing doctors to talk a woman out of having an abortion.
Right now you can't get involved in the case, and this is a mistake because in this moment the pregnant woman wants to have an abortion. If you're an objector, you can't even persuade her not to go ahead with this act.
But there are those who argue that the increasing numbers of objectors means that those who don't object become stigmatised, have their careers blocked, or simply join the ranks of objectors to avoid the increased workload. Furthermore, there's growing evidence of a rise in illegal abortions due, say campaigners, to the increase in conscientious objectors.
We have a lot of, unfortunately, cases of women coming in a hospital with some consequences, very important for the health of illegal abortion.
Mirella Paracchini is a pro-choice gynecologist in Rome. She says there is a hidden world, particularly among immigrants, where illegal abortions are carried out on a growing scale, and they are now being used by Italian women.
Chinese women, we don't see them in the hospital, and we know that there are a large community of Chinese immigrants in Italy. So where do they go? We know that there is a lot of misoprostol use selling on the web, which is a prostaglandin that can cause abortion.
Those who support Law 194 say the growing number of objectors, whether for moral reasons or whether they simply don't want the extra workload, will eventually degrade Italy's legal abortion service. Those opposed to abortion believe objectors are leading the way in turning the tide against abortion in Italy.
Tony Connolly reporting from Rome.